The first hit for Gary U.S. Bonds made top 10, number 6, back in 1960. By the way, Gary U.S. Bonds coming back to the Twin Cities. He'll be at Sam's sometime in the middle of November. Up one we go now on our TC Golden Top 40 countdown to song number 26. Frankie Avalon and a song about togetherness. Frankie Avalon and Togetherness, and that's song number 26 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. I would imagine you saw Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello on Dick Clark's American Bandstand anniversary show last night, huh? And as a matter of fact, those two, Annette and Frankie, have a Christmas record coming out that should be released very soon now. Did you ever sneak into a bar when you were underage? Shame on you. I think probably many people have. Well, this is what happened with the next couple up here. She was 16 years old when she sneaked into the bar in St. Louis just to see him play. And later, they would get married and record together. One of the wildest duos to ever perform on stage. This was the first hit for Ike and Tina Turner.
Whoa, there's something on my mind.
One of the gutsiest women to ever open her mouth and sing. That's Ike and Tina Turner. A Fool in Love, their first hit. And that's number 25 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. And here is song number 24. Paul Anka, Summer's Gone.
Summer's gone.
Summer's Gone with Paul Anka, number 24 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. That was number 29 last week, so that's a healthy jump of 5. For you who is on the way to the bank this morning, signing your life away, trying to figure out where the rent money is going to come from, here's Barrett Strong. Come on now, let's get our values in order here. Will the real priorities please stand up?
The best things in life are free. Give me money.
All for your beloved heart, the cash register. Money and Barrett Strong. You know, you might be more familiar with that song by the Beatles, but the original was that one by Barrett Strong. Co-written by Berry Gordy of Motown Records. And later, Barrett Strong would go on to write things for the Temptations like I Wish It Would Rain and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And we're up another notch on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown to song number 23, Tonight's the Night. The Shirelles.
Said you're gonna meet me.
Tonight's the Night, the Shirelles, with the hit. Chiffons also had that one out at the same time. Here's an extra to this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Maybe it's the first time for you hearing James Booker and Gonzo. And a song called Gonzo. Fella just called in, wants to dedicate that song to Gonzo Gates, who sleeps in the trailer on Sunday nights on CBS. The Golden Top 40 Countdown continues with song number 22, next on WWTC. And Richard Nixon and Dwight D. Eisenhower are meeting in the Oval Office of the White House to map Republican strategy for the last 8 days of the 1960 presidential campaign. Newspapers all over the country reporting John F. Kennedy with a safe and comfortable lead. Of course, we knew that it was going to be close, and it was. Middle of the night, next morning, Illinois had to come in, and Kennedy won that election.
Some time ago, I told you that I needed you. It hurt me. I'll fall. Baby, you look at a fool.
Yes, Richard, you got to move two mountains. That's Marv Johnson and song number 22 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Hey, this is one of the sweetest voices to grace your radio in the golden year of 1960. See if you remember this song. Shelby Flint, An Angel on My Shoulder. Shelby Flint, An Angel on My Shoulder, one of the sweet sounds of the year 1960. If you were going to the movies back in 1960, you would see Sandra Dee in many of the hot movies of the day. Sandra Dee, married to Bobby Darin, who eventually also won an Oscar for a Best Supporting Role in a movie called Captain Newman, M.D., I believe. Well, Bobby Darin is right around the corner here with song number 21 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. And we're moving up to song number 21 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Bobby Darin and Artificial Flowers.
Alone in the world was poor little lamb.
Number 21, Artificial Flowers, Bobby Darin, 21 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. It was number 25 last week. If you've been with us here on our previous countdowns, you know that we've been using, for the most part, Billboard. Billboard's Top 100. Today we're working with the Cashbox Top 100. We move up. This was number 35 last week, now number 20. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters again doing Let's Go. Let's go! Let's go! To the TC Halloween party tonight at Castle Royale. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters doing Let's Go, Let's Go. Of course, Hank Ballard with the original twist. You'll hear the big hit from Chubby Checker later today on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. That was song number 20. Number 19 coming right up. One of the big chart jumpers on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. 34 last week, 19 this week. Johnny Tillotson, Poetry in Motion.
When I see my baby.
Many TC listeners saw Johnny Tillotson out at the Carlton backstage when he was here a couple of weeks back, and maybe you heard him here talking with Mike Ryan on 1280 AM. This song was not a big chart hit on the national charts back in 1960, but regionally here in Minnesota, it got a lot of attention. It's a song called Black Rock. A group called the Five Spots, an instrumental. Give it a listen. How you like that one? Five Spots doing Black Rock, a big regional hit here in 1960. Let me recap for you. Song number 20 was Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. 19, Johnny Tillotson's Poetry in Motion. Here is song number 18, Roy Orbison and Blue Angel. Shiny Chevy called Blue Angel. That's Roy Orbison. And song number 18 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. That was his follow to Only the Lonely, which hit number 2. Blue Angel made number 9. 17, and the rest of our top 40 still to come here on song number 17 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. This has just a very authentic 50s sound. There were a number of versions of this song out in 1960 by groups called the Eskos and the Turbans. The original and the big hit by the Paradons. The Paradons doing Diamonds and Pearls. Diamonds and Pearls by the Paradons. Song number 17 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. This is B.J. Crocker. Did you tune in Dick Clark's American Bandstand Anniversary Show last night? 30 years, Dick Clark has been presenting the sounds that have touched our insides. Got to dedicate a song to Dick Clark. A song to Dick Clark that I think would probably express the feelings that that you and I have had as we listened to our radio or watched American Bandstand on television. And I tell you what, we'll get that on here in just a few minutes. And it will go something like this.
I'd like to thank the guy
for Dick Clark,
who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me.
Barry Mann on TC.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb?
Barry Mann, and we're thanking the man who put the bomb in the bomb to bomb. At least the bomb in our television and radios over the years. Dick Clark, celebrating 30 years of American Bandstand this weekend. Who stand by for song number 16, the Everly Brothers. So Sad. And Don Everly, the Everly Brothers with So Sad, actually a double-sided hit for them. Lucille also on Cashbox Top 100 this week, and down there at the number 82 position. So Sad, the bigger hit, eventually reached number 7 for the Everly Brothers this week at number 16. Let's move right along to song number 15 by Marie.